be only one term. And forget all this nonsense that anybody who goes to Washington don't know what's happening. They don't know what's happening simply because they haven't taken the time as citizens to understand how our government works before they ever go to Washington. You see, it should be a process that starts in infancy and works its way up. And everybody should be taking part in the government.
Now, if someone came in to office with this kind of knowledge and with this kind of intent to really push these people out, would they not be eliminated immediately?
Not if they have the people behind them, because what the people would do in one fell swoop, in one election, would elect people who never served in government before, kick the incumbents out, send citizens to Washington. And here's the way it has to be done. You know, right now, you don't even pay your congressman. You know who pays your congressman? The federal democracy of the District of Columbia. The federal government pays your congressman, who's supposed to be representing your state and you. The federal government is a foreign country to your state. Why should he represent you? Not only that, but he moves to Washington, D.C. He maintains a residence here, but he doesn't live here. And as long as you reelect him, he continues to live in Washington, D.C. forever if you keep reelecting him. So they lose all touch with what's back here. They're paid by a foreign government, the federal government. They're not paid by the sovereign state of Georgia or by you. They have to be paid by you. And they have to live here. They can't move to Washington, D.C. They go to Washington, D.C. for one term, okay, one term only. When that term's up, they have to come back. And you don't pay them exorbitant funds. You pay them just enough to live on comfortably while they're there. Mm-hmm. No fancy giant cocktail parties, none of this crap. And you take care of their family. See, they don't take their family either. That's the other clue. They leave their family here where they live. Mm-hmm. You, the people of Georgia, take care of their family and their business or their farm or whatever it is they have while they're gone. Now, do you think they have a vested interest in representing you? They sure would under those conditions. Yeah. But under the conditions they go under now, they have no interest whatsoever in taking care of you.
Now let's look at the current...
They're taking care of themselves.
The current crop...